This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Krista Almanzon. California is home to the tallest and oldest trees on Earth. The state's trees are humbling and magnificent, but they're also very vulnerable. After 5 years of drought, California's trees are struggling to survive against an unprecedented die-off. For KAZU, Erica Mahoney reports.
It's a cool, crisp morning in Carmel by the sea. The sound of a chainsaw echoes through this quaint city.
Well, we have our city forestry crew removing a dead cypress tree.
Mike Branson is Carmel's forester. The tree being cut down is wedged in between two others. Branson says that's part of the reason it died. It was stressed and unable to compete for a dwindling water supply thanks to the drought. As the tree falls to the ground, Branson says removing trees like this one has become routine.
This last couple years, we've lost more trees than I can recall in my career here.
It's a career that spans nearly four decades in Carmel. He says in a normal year, the city would lose maybe 50 trees. Last year, they removed more than 160, and this year is also pacing ahead of normal.
We got a good rain year this year, but that doesn't mean we're out of harm's way from that effect, so.
CAL FIRE estimates there are 29 million dead trees in California. It's a huge jump from the estimated 3 million just 2 years ago. It led to Governor Jerry Brown declaring a state of emergency over what he called the worst epidemic of tree mortality in modern history. Jonathan Pangburn is a CAL FIRE forester. I met him outside the San Benito Monterey headquarters in Monterey.
As we're walking here, you can see that some of these Monterey pines are either dying and fading quickly, or there are a couple here that are dead already. So we're also dealing with this issue right here at our very own unit headquarters.
Pangburn says no tree and no part of the state is immune to the drought. But as bad as it is here on the Central Coast, it's worse in the southern and central Sierra Nevada.
It is a shock to go out and see a forest that is normally green look like the fall colors of New England in springtime when it should be all green here. Many miles and miles, as far as your eye can see, everything is dead.
And that creates a whole host of problems, from the risk of wildfires to falling trees.
I've seen trees fall on fire department personnel. It is a brutal thing to witness. And so the safety component is definitely no joke.
He understands removing trees can be hard for people.
In many instances, people will love their trees to death. They will love them so much and be unable to remove a single one that all of them will eventually then die if they are too stressed for resources.
With so much loss, replanting is crucial. At First Murphy Park, in the middle of Carmel by the Sea, city leaders and volunteers prepare the ground for new trees and native plants.
Great. Good job. Now we're ready to plant.
Maria Sutherland is president of the group, Friends of Carmel Forest. She says right now they're just playing catch up.
We're looking forward to having more proactive maintenance programs where we can predict droughts and natural events so that we're on top of them and ready.
To help with reforestation efforts, CAL FIRE also plans on reopening a nursery that shut down a few years back due to state budget cuts. For KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney.